So now, as I think of something different, in a way for what's missing to come through. I want what everyone is missing, what
As I Think of Something Different from his debut album See You Again, released by Adrian Underhill on the Indica Records label. He was named one of Google Play's Artists to Watch of 2018 and a Favorite Artist of the Week by Apple Music. I spoke with Adrian over Skype. Adrian, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Yes, of course. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about your musical history. Did you grow up in a very musical family?
Yeah, I did, actually. Yeah, I grew up playing cello originally for a while and also singing in a choir in Vancouver for many years. And then I got from cello over to playing guitar and then more recently mostly playing keyboards. So kind of over a bunch of different instruments. But my dad's actually a composer in Vancouver and my mom's a piano teacher. So had lots of music going through my ears. As a young person.
Can you think of one album that when you heard it was really life-changing for you?
Yeah, I mean, probably there's a lot of them, but for some reason, the one that popped into my head today was Kid A, Radiohead. I remember my dad's friend put that album on for me on like a really nice set of speakers and just like left me to like listen to it. And I was like, what is this? Like, just the sounds at the beginning and just like the like that like warm like electronic like sort of vista that you're like entering into was really amazing. I remember that very distinctly.
You write very relatable, kind of vulnerable lyrics. How do you typically approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics tend to inspire your music or do you usually start with a riff or a hook?
Yeah, I mean, I'm usually like working up a chord progression and even sometimes a melody before knowing what the lyrics are going to be. And yeah, just kind of like letting that process take as much time as it needs to take. Often like I'll start an idea and have like some chords and then, you know, it'll sit for a month and then I'll come back and like figure out some other sections and then, you know, another month goes by and then you come back to it and you finally, it's starting to make sense to you. So, you know, I'm not afraid to let that process take time, but generally it is the music that comes first before figuring out thematically what I think fits for the song. Yeah.
You worked with English electronic producer Kindness on your new album, See You Again, which was released through Indica Records last month.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about working with Kindness and with some of the other musicians who contributed to your record.
Yeah, it was really important for me to like get a chance to like bring in other collaborators on this record. I've been working on these songs pretty much by myself for a number of years and trying to get a batch of songs I felt really good about. And, you know, after that, I was like so ready to just be in a room with other people and have their influences kind of color the sound as well. Adam Bainbridge is the producer known as Kindness, and him and I camped out in Montreal for about 5 weeks, kind of taking my demos and starting to morph them into the album versions of the song and slowly kind of replacing the drums, replacing keyboard parts. And then another part of that process was a short trip down to LA where we worked with kind of like a band that we put together, which was Dame Funk on drums and his live bass player who plays with him, this guy Keith Eady, and also a keyboard player named Brandon Coleman who plays with a bunch of people. Kamasi Washington, he's played with Thundercat in the past. And so they kind of like, you know, we set them up in the studio and got them to kind of like insert little bits of live playing over top of things that we've been programming. So in the end, it was kind of, we were after this mixture of live playing and also, you know, programmed electronic elements and just figuring out song by song what was the best collage of those things.
What was the inspiration for your song, Cruel?
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's a couple places on the album, but I felt like I wanted to write something about privilege and about, you know, how much of that I hold as a straight white man. And, you know, just like that puts me continually in a place of trying to understand what it's like for people of color and for women navigating the world and, you know, all kinds of people who have less privilege than I do. And so, you know, that's kind of where I was coming from, like trying to have an open ear and be, you know, listening and seeking out other voices that can help me understand what, you know, the world is like, to experience what it's like to experience the world through someone else's eyes. I mean, that's something you'll never know, but, you know, I think it's something we all want to try and think about anyway and just be open to listening to other voices. So that was kind of like where I was coming from on this song. And I wanted to write it in a sort of slightly broader way that it's relatable for a lot of different people, but that was my personal kind of experience and how I came at it.